One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Pursuit of Purpose.
Hallelujah.
So I give praise to the Father,
of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named,
for giving the name Jesus to us in this world, to rule over demons and circumstances. For his name has power. His name has the authority. His name is the key to every door. His name is the authority of heaven functioning in the earth. And by his name, I make progress. And by his name, I have the victory. And by his name, I gain the mastery. And by his name, I live in health and in prosperity. And by his name, I rule in this world. Come on, shout hallelujah, glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. Making confessions to his name. I walk in the light in the name of Jesus. I walk in prosperity in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Yeah. Oh, glory to God. Making confessions to his name. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Amen. Praise God. All right. Let's go to the next thing. You know, worship is a peculiar thing of power in the kingdom of God. All right? He says, making confessions to his name, the fruit of our lips, making confession to his name. Now, for example, you are a cell leader. And you got some of your members sometimes, you know, not acting right. Very stubborn members. How many of you have some very stubborn members sometimes? Don't quarrel with the stubborn member. No. You just take up his name. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I thank you because you have declared that all souls belong to you. And you have given Jesus the authority over all the souls in the world. Everyone belongs to Jesus. He bought the whole field. And therefore, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come against that demon spirit that's been manipulating brother so-and-so. You put his name there. Sister so-and-so, you put her name there. You say, you devil of darkness, that's been manipulating her, I command you to stop your operations and your maneuvers over her mind and disease now from making her rebellious from this moment in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you.
He's released from that evil spirit. She's released from that evil spirit and will serve God in the name of Jesus. Now, quickly, very quickly, think of somebody who you want to operate this with. Now. Let's do it now. Let's do it now. Are you ready? Very quickly, if you have to write the names down, do that very quickly. Let's do it now. We had a moment of faith, and I tell you, we can get miracles happening right now. Write the names down right now. All the ones you can quickly remember. You can do some more when you get back home. But let's do some right now. Glory to God. We have the power in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And you know, when we rebuke satanic spirits and tear them off the minds of men, they are at liberty to serve God. Let me tell you something. Nobody in his right mind would look at hell and say, I'm going in there. Because they don't know. That's why. Something has to be blinding them. Something has to be deceiving them and causing them to misunderstand the things of God. And even to misread our motives. Hey, have you written something down? You got somebody's name up there? We ready? All right. I just taught you how to say the prayer. You're going to pray and thank the Father and declare that the name of Jesus is the biggest name in the earth. Amen? And then you say that this particular person belongs to God because Jesus bought the whole field and the field is the Word. So he paid for everybody. All right? And then you say, in the name of the Lord Jesus, you call that devil of darkness that's been deceiving this person or are manipulating the mind of that individual to desist from his maneuvers over him or her from this moment. And you know what? That devil will leave. We're ready? I'm going to be waiting for your testimonies, I tell you. Glory to God. Because I can assure you that in a matter of, first of all, some will have the miracle happening right away. And for some, in the next few days, you find that person has changed course. Are we ready? Go ahead and pray now. Say those words. Oh, glory to God. Binda bagosa taka mandelebosa. Thank you, Lord. It's done, right? It's done, right? That's it. Sit down for a moment. Glory to God. Now, here's another thought. As a priest, you are a bearer of the presence. All right? You're a bearer of the presence. Maybe I'll talk about that on another occasion. Praise God. The priest as an intercessor. Can you go quickly to 1 Samuel chapter number 12 in verse 23. Have you seen it? 1 Samuel chapter 12 in verse 23. I want you to read it. 1, 2, go. Did you see that? This was spoken by the prophet Samuel. He said, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. But I'll teach you the good and the right way. This is your responsibility. Did you know that in ceasing to pray for your members, you're sinning against the Lord? Samuel was smart enough to know that. He said, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. Say this. I will not sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for those that the Lord has given to me. But I will teach them the good and the right way. That's what Samuel said. Because he wanted to fulfill the purpose of God for his life. He said, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the good and the right way. So while teaching the good and the right way, he knew it was his responsibility to intercede for them. The priest is an intercessor. He has to pray for others. You have to pray for them continually. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Right there where you're sitting, I want you to just speak in other tongues. God's going to use you mightily. I can see it. I can see it. I can see it. I can see it. Hallelujah. La baga sote le bandegesete. Oh, glory to God. So ramandegesco shalamanda. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Glory. Soba kata la mande geseti. Iba goseti liba kasa la mande. Sobra kasha la ba. Lindoro bo sanda la bagara badiri. Sovra mande le gede bo sa prata la kadila. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@lovell360.com.